brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I'm going to carry this theme of faith through Advent, but I want to look particularly at the saint, Saint Francis Xavier, because it is a remarkable, remarkable story of his life. He did what God wanted him to do. He was a founding member of the Jesuit order, and he preached the gospel to the peoples of the East. In India, he touched the hearts of the native peoples with his poverty. They could relate to him. But in Japan, where the daimyo demanded formality, Francis approached suitably dressed as an ambassador. Sir Walter Scott eulogized him this way: "The most rigid Protestant and the most indifferent philosopher cannot deny to him the courage and patience of a martyr, with the good sense, resolution, ready wit, and address of the best negotiator that ever went on a temporal embassy." In 10 short years, in 10 years, he established missions in India, Ceylon, Malacca, and Japan. And he died near the coast of China in 1552. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. He totally gave his life. And there are husbands and wives who are totally giving their lives to their family, and blessed be God for those who are really serving. Don't just add it to the things you have to do. How do I take care of my family? How do I support my family, including my children? And if I'm single, what does God want of me? Is it in prayer? Is it joining some particular group? Is it every day looking around at you and saying, how can I bring God closer to people today by the way I act? My willingness to forgive is a huge issue. My willingness to forgive. My willingness to reach out beyond to meet the needs of someone who is in distress. Am I doing that? Am I looking for it? Or am I trying to hide away from what someone else needs? And you say, oh, if I take on that person, I'll never stop. Don't do that. Just say, Lord, what can I do right now? And your one thing may be something that changes somebody's life. You don't know. I don't know. But God does. So I ask you here on the feast of St. Francis Xavier, let's take a look at ourselves. Do we reach beyond ourselves to the needs of others? Do we forgive? Do we forget? Think, brothers and sisters, because when we stand before the judgment seat of God, he will see everything, everything. We want to be in a place where we're really growing in our faith. God doesn't ask for perfection. He asks us to be at it, to have it be part of our agenda in life. I remember, I think I may have told you this one time, but I remember how a man somewhere here in the Midwest who was coming around a corner, it was a snowy morning, and he had a child in a car seat with him. And he came around this corner, and there was a crash right ahead of him, and he hit them. And it was just too close. The other car, it tossed everybody into the river that was right next to it. And this man, when he saw what happened, he leaped out of his car. Think of this. He leaped out of his car, and he jumped in, and he rescued those people. And others stopped, nurses stopped, doctors stopped, believe it or not. They were helped, they were encouraged, they were supported, they were given what they needed in that difficult time. What if he hadn't stopped? What if he said, oh, that's too bad, I'm too tired, or I have too much to do? You may have too much to do. You might want to look at that. If you honestly have too much to do, you can't work at that pace all the time, and you shouldn't. God wants to speak to you. God wants to show you how to use your time. Really, if you're not regularly praying, I would ask you to give God 15 minutes a day in this Advent season. read the scriptures of the day if you want to, but be before him and say, Lord, show me the way to go. Help me. And you may finish that and say, well, I didn't get anything or I don't know anything. Just watch what happens to you during your day. It's always quiet, or most always, very quiet. Most often in some ways seems ordinary, but watch how God uses you. If you're willing to be used. The beautiful reading from Isaiah 11 tells us this. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Given those gifts, you have those gifts. Baptism, confirmation, you are given those gifts. Do you use them? Do you lean on them? Do you study them? Not by appearance shall he judge. Do you judge by appearance? Do I? Nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Brothers and sisters, look what God gives us. Are you using what you've been given? Are you asking God for help in learning how to use it? Please take time to read the scriptures. Do it by reading the readings of the day for Mass if you want to, or read a book at a time, but read the scriptures. Look what God has given us. Brothers and sisters, he has given us every help, but he's also given us a free will. And we can choose to reject or ignore or procrastinate. Don't. You need to reach out, brothers and sisters, to others who are in need. But first, take time with God. First, ask him, Lord, help me, show me, teach me, and he will. He gives us a spirit of counsel, as I said, and strength, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. His delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge. I want to say this again. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide. He shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips. He shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. And then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with the little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox, and the baby shall play by the cobra's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. I'm going to just stop there and say, look what God promises us if we follow him. If we grow in faith, if we ask him for the strength to forgive, if we ask him for the strength to put aside things that people have done to us and treat them as people deserve to be treated. Think about this, brothers and sisters. It's hard. Many times it's hard. We can be so accustomed to holding grudges, so accustomed to getting angry, so accustomed to have a long memory of what people have done against us. That won't lead you into heaven. Even if you've not succeeded, if you're working hard at it, God will bless you. But the point is, brothers and sisters, don't just go through life saying, oh, yeah, it's a pretty good day. It's what happens in your relationship with God is what really makes it good. Take time. Justice shall flourish in his time in the fullness of peace forever. That's what God promises us. Justice and fullness of peace. Psalm 72 says it so well. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. God will not deal with us the way we deal with one another. God will deal with us in justice, in love, and in peace. But he will deal justice. Justice shall flower in his days, in profound peace till the moon be no more. Pray that psalm, Psalm 72. Pray it over again and again. He shall rescue the poor when he cries out, the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. And who does he use to bring his goodness? Who does he use to bring his good news? Us, if we're willing. If we're willing. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. Think about that, brothers and sisters. And in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 21, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. That's the majority of us. We may have degrees, we may not. We may not have even finished high school. But brothers and sisters, to those who follow the Lord and follow his word, that he will give so much to us, to those who are childlike, that is those who lean on him and depend on him. And yes, Father, says the scripture in Luke 10. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who is the Son except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Brothers and sisters, open our minds in faith. Open our minds and our hearts and say, Lord, help me to serve. Help me to give. Lord, would you help me with this? Would you help me with that? But first of all, Lord, I adore you. I love you. I want to honor you. I want to be a sign of your presence. Those are the kinds of things, brothers and sisters. Yes, we want to encourage that kind of thing in the Lenten season, but I say in this Advent season, Jesus is coming again in our hearts. Brothers and sisters, we want our lives, not just all the externals handled for Christmas, but our lives, that they be cleansed, that we reach out to those who are in need, that we love them. May God abundantly bless all of us. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.